Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Nothing like carnival time for all these good horses running around, mate.
Yeah, Andrew, it's a great time of the year, particularly if you've got a couple of go, all right. It's not too good if you haven't got anything going any good, but we've got a couple of irons in the fire.
You have Royal Celebrations nom for the Hobartville. Just talking to Peter about horses that are hyped. The Autumn Sun has certainly got to come back and do it again. But Royal Celebration, he's just a colt that puts in every time, Ron.
Yeah, he does. Just whether he measures up to the real better ones, well, that remains to be seen. But he's been a very, very honest horse. And he did run second to the Autumn Sun one day at Randwick.
Yeah.
But, I am of the opinion that the Autumn Sun could be the next best horse we see around from what he's done in his early part of his years. He looks pretty special to me, but anyway, time will tell, I guess.
Were you happy enough with the Warwick Farm run given the soft ground?
Yeah, look, the soft ground wasn't a problem. It was the distance. He probably had no chance of winning an 1,100 metre race. But it was a good race to start him off in, just in case he'd done a little bit better than we expected. But it was a $1 million race, and it saved me giving him a second barrier trial.
Yep.
And he still collected 22,000, so it was not to be sneezed at.
Yeah, the owners are pretty happy with that. So from 1,100 to 1,400 on Saturday, you're not fazed by that? The horse is pretty fit?
Not a problem. He only had 4 weeks off after his last prep, and fitness won't be the problem.
Yeah, and is he a nice horse? He's good natured when we see him. Is he a good natured horse all the time?
He's one of the quietest colts I've ever had anything to do with. He just you wouldn't even know he was a colt. But
yeah.
No, he's got a great attitude, and he saunters around the place, and he doesn't overdo himself on the track either. Had a nice bit of work on the course proper this morning, and Andrew was very happy with him. So, he's all good to go. So it's just a matter of whether he's good enough.
Understand. That's Royal Celebration in the Hobartville. The mare, Daisy Dooms, had a couple of trials. Do we see her in the Millie Fox?
Yeah, she'll be there on Saturday in the Millie Fox. She's done really well. She had a nice big break after Queensland. And she's come back and she's looking well, and she trialled nicely yesterday. So, you could expect her to run a great race again. She never fails to run good, so hopefully she does the same again Saturday.
Well, she won the race last year before going on and winning the Coolmore. I know this is a hard one given she's 12 months older, but can you match her in any way, compare her to last year?
She's probably as silly as she's been. She's a little bit of a temperamental girl, but that hasn't changed. So it's hard to gauge them really. But 12 months on, but she's well and healthy in the stable. She's eating her head off and all that sort of thing. And Andrew was happy with the trial without busting her yesterday, so she should go into the race pretty fit.
Yeah, that's good. That's Daisy. What about Dixie yesterday?
Yeah, no, she had a similar trial to Daisy without killing them. And I thought she worked home quite nicely over the concluding stages of the trial. And she'll resume in the Guy Waller the following week,
yeah. Okay. All right, well, they're a good group, the two or three that you just want to enjoy, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's right. We only got a small stable, but by the same token, we've been a bit lucky in recent years to have the two mares and Boss Lane have carried the stable. So, we've got a couple of new ones that need to step up to the mark and keep the stable afloat.
I better ask you about Sunpatch, that two-year-old winner the other day. What's the plan there?
Yeah, look, he'll run in the Skyline,
yep,
which is Saturday week. He's done well since his win on the Kensington. He had a nice little bit of work on the course proper this morning, and he went round there like as though he's doing it all his life. So very happy with him. So all going well, we'll be heading to the Skyline,
yep,
and go from there.